I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. For the first time ever, the federal government is penalizing more than 700 hospitals across the country for having high rates of things called hospital-acquired infections. Those are potentially avoidable mistakes in healthcare, like urinary tract infections. In Connecticut, 14 hospitals are facing the penalty, and that means they're losing millions of dollars. The Affordable Care Act is well known as a law intended to get more people on health insurance, but it also has provisions intended to improve healthcare itself. This is one of them.
Basically, the goal is to improve patient safety by penalizing hospitals that have a lot of patient injuries and accidents.
That's Jordan Rao, a reporter for Kaiser Health News. He says the law measures two types of common infections from things like catheters and central lines, among other things.
And the way that the law works is the quarter of hospitals that do the worst automatically get penalized and they lose 1% of their Medicare payments over the course of the year.
Rao says the data is valuable, but
the message is not that these places are death factories, because I don't think that it's that extensive. What it means is that on the things that they're being measured on patient safety, they have higher numbers of incidences than other hospitals.
In Connecticut, 45% of the hospitals that are included in the program are penalized. That's among the highest rates in the nation. You can see the full list at WNPR.org, but they include Bridgeport Hospital, Danbury Hospital, Waterbury Hospital, Hartford Hospital, and Yale New Haven Hospital.
The general movement in medical care towards more accountability is a good one. A large proportion of our nation's budget is spent on health care, and we should be held accountable for how that money is spent.
That's Tom Balsazak, Chief Medical Officer at Yale New Haven. He's all for accountability and lowering infection rates, but he says this specific data set has its problems. First of all, it's old, and hospitals like his have improved. Second, it doesn't take a lot of things into account, like how some hospitals might get less healthy patients. So the penalty has its problems.
These kinds of things should be being worked on in institutions, but perhaps the specific measures aren't exactly correct.
But even if the measures are off, there's no getting around the penalties, and they're real.
It's in the millions of dollars. And for that reason, it's got our attention.
There's no question that the financial penalty gets people's attention.
That's Rocco Orlando. He's the Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer for Hartford Healthcare. He says hospitals like his are working hard to avoid the penalties, and he shares the concern that the data the federal government is using might not be the best measure. Still, he says his organization's already working hard to reduce the kinds of infections that get them penalized, like urinary tract infections.
We got too many urinary tract infections, and we need to drive that down. So that is a major initiative for us, and we are devoting a great deal of time and resources to reducing that rate of infection, and we're making some early progress.
In the end, Orlando says the penalties are part of a broader trend in healthcare to pay doctors and hospitals not just to manage healthcare, but to actually improve health outcomes.
It's very clear we're going to be increasingly paid for getting good results, for avoiding complications. So I think ultimately that's a good thing.
And unless lawmakers decide to revisit the Affordable Care Act and strip the provision, the penalty will come back again next year. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.